Ike keeps oil in check.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Oil prices are steady near a five-month low today. Prices fell below $102 a barrel. This is happening while Hurricane Ike is gathering some strength heading toward crude drilling and refining operations on the Texas coast. So weak demand and a strong dollar are so far offsetting that surprise decision from OPEC yesterday to cut production. But Ike could change that as we look to the end of the week. At the New York Stock Exchange this morning, a moment of silence will be observed before the opening bell as Wall Street marks the anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. After that day, major Wall Street firms moved their offices away from Lower Manhattan. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson looks at the impact of those moves 7 years later.
Since 9/11, Wall Street firms have moved thousands of employees to Midtown Manhattan, Jersey City, and beyond. John Boyd helps relocate Fortune 500 companies. He says the number one advantage of a move away from Wall Street is the bottom line.
A close-in move to Jersey City would reduce operating costs substantially, and a more remote move could result in operating cost savings in the 30 or 40% range.
Boyd says his modeling shows a company in Manhattan with 75 employees costs about $21 million a year to run. The same company could cut its costs in half by moving to, say, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And Boyd says even if firms stay headquartered in New York, having a number of locations doesn't hurt.
Companies are factoring in both man-made risks and natural disasters.
He says one downside to leaving Manhattan is that it's harder to recruit experienced financial services employees elsewhere. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
The fate of Lehman Brothers and other financial stocks will be on traders' minds again today. Yesterday, the Dow managed to close at 11,268 after a gain of 38 points. The S&P is at 1232 after rising 7.5. The NASDAQ composite is at 2228 after a gain of nearly 19 points. Shares in Asia took a big hit today, and markets in Europe are all lower. 10 angry beer drinkers are trying to stop the largest brewery takeover in history. The group filed a federal lawsuit in St. Louis claiming Belgium-based InBev's purchase of Anheuser-Busch would violate U.S. antitrust law if it goes forward. A new internet company is making a splash at this week's Elite TechCrunch conference in San Francisco. The firm is launching a site today to help conscientious consumers navigate the marketplace. Rachel Dornhelm got a sneak peek.
It's called GoodGuide.com. The site scores products and companies on things like climate change, toxic ingredients,
animal testing, CEO pay, any issue you care about, and we bring it all together in under a second.
That's founder Dara O'Rourke. He says the data come from academic, government, and private sources. I try it out.
Yeah. I need to get some new moisturizer.
Sure.
And I usually get Aveeno Active Naturals.
Let's look it up.
Up pops an overall rating and individual scores on health effects, environment, and social responsibility. O'Rourke says he hopes to turn a profit licensing more detailed versions of Good Guide. Joel McHower of GreenBiz.com says there have been a lot of attempts at sites like this.
The real question is, will consumers find this information and use it in enough numbers that the companies will say, we have to improve our products?
GoodGuide.com launches today with reviews of 60,000 personal and household products. In San Francisco, I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at Thrivent.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating global passion to live life to the fullest with 25 runners from around the world. More on global heroes at Medtronic.com.
The Labor Department will release this morning its weekly numbers on new claims for unemployment. Finding a job right now isn't easy. There's the economy, of course, and also in the mix, more workers that don't take breaks. Online shoe retailer Zappos just brought in a new crew to help cut costs by getting orders out the door faster. Walgreens and Staples employ a similar bunch. Sally Herships has more.
Every day, Michelle Gill ships thousands of orders from Zappos warehouse in Kentucky. She has some new colleagues. They zip back and forth in the stockroom, bringing Gill the exact items she needs. And they never stop for coffee breaks. That's because the new guys, they're robots. Gill says she loves working with them.
Because they bring the work to me instead of me having to go get the work. I'm less tired at the end of the day, but I still am getting much more work done.
Made by Kiva Systems, the orange bots look sort of like industrial-sized vacuum cleaners, but without the hose. They're battery-operated and only 18 inches high, and they've got wheels. They're designed to be high-tech gophers. Kiva spokesman Mitch Rosenberg.
Everything you buy, everything spends time in at least one and usually many warehouses before it reaches you.
So cutting costs at the warehouse level could have wide-reaching effects. Current systems for moving packages use big, heavy machines that are bolted down, like giant dry-cleaning carousels. But the robots are flexible. They navigate by scanning directional information from adhesive strips on the floor of the warehouse. Making changes is easy. Just move the shelves and stickers.
It uses between 40 and 50% as much energy as typical systems do.
Craig Adkins runs the Zappos warehouse. He says the part of the building where the robots work doesn't need light or heat.
So we save a lot of money on electricity because of all that.
But people are just more expensive. They need climate control. So will robots take their jobs? Adkins says no.
My fear is not laying people off. My fear is, how are we going to hire enough people to keep this place growing?
And how do the human workers like having the robots around?
They love it. So it's like you get a brand new car. Which one do you want to drive, your new one or your old one?
For now, man and machine seem happy side by side. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Glad you tuned in this morning. Enjoy the day.
American Public Media.